The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. Every time we talk about church today, it seems all we talk about is the mess we're in. Wayward priests and inept bishops. But that's not why you and I come together here on a weekly basis. We come to encounter Jesus Christ. And so we have to ask ourselves the question, who is he? Today is the last Sunday of the church year, the Feast of Christ the King. If you're over the age of 60, forget everything you were taught about him, because it was all wrong. I was taught that Jesus was going to punish me. He was going to condemn me. And then I read the Gospels, and I discovered that that's not true at all. I think there are three outstanding earmarks of Jesus. First of all, he is welcoming and embracing of everyone. It doesn't matter whether you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, the color of your skin, your sexual orientation, Jesus welcomes and embraces everyone. Secondly, Jesus can forgive everything. Starting next week, we will read our gospel from Luke. And Luke's Jesus is the all-forgiving Jesus. His last words on the cross, only in Luke's gospel, are, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And if you read the gospels carefully, it is clear you and I can be forgiven anything. All Jesus asks is that we recognize our failings and we try to correct ourselves. Will we always succeed? No, because we're human beings. But as long as we try, we will be forgiven. And finally, Jesus is all healing. He can heal us in our brokenness. I spent some time this week with a young couple in the parish. He's 51 years old, goes to the gym 5 days a week, had never smoked a cigarette in his life, and he had to have a physical last week, and they determined that he has stage 3 lung cancer. I've known him since he was that high. We talked together, we cried together, we prayed together. I gave him the sacrament for the sick, and we prayed that Jesus will heal him, because that is the only thing at this point that will heal him. So the Jesus we encounter is all welcoming, all forgiving, and all healing. Amen.